right about, coming out of the culture TV and all that. We found that the gospel was lacking. You're doing business here, so I don't want to interrupt you, but we found that the gospel was lacking, and then we found love. The Anabaptists were like, she came out of Lutherans, I came out of other things. We keep a lot of man-made traditions. Mm-hmm. You know that.
Yeah.
But didn't Jesus say, if you keep man-made traditions in Mark 7, you worship God in vain?
Yes.
So if you keep the Anabaptist man-made traditions, aren't you worshiping God in vain?
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that, sir? You want to worship God in vain?
Worship God in vain.
But if it's in vain, Jesus said don't do that.
That's right. I didn't quite understand that question.
On that gospel card, well, you are doing it. On that gospel card is the gospel, Christ shed blood, and you have to repent to that, and you have to turn from your sin and all false ways, and you be born again. Most Anabaptists tell me, I've been an Anabaptist my whole life, and I ask them, when were you born again? It's not when you're water baptized. It's a spiritual new birth when God changes your heart and your mind. And when your heart and your mind gets changed, guess what? You no longer want to just keep man-made traditions. You no longer want to follow the elders that just tell you, do what we tell you. Do you know who you follow? Jesus.
Yes.
And who did Jesus always have issues and war against and rebuke all the time? The Romans, but not really. He went along with the Romans as far as give to Caesar what is Caesar's. The religious leaders of the day, the Pharisees, which are like the Anabaptist elders, because they have their own traditions, and Jesus shows up and says, why are you doing man-made traditions? And they go, let's kill him and get him out of here. He's stealing, making trouble. And so I show up and I preach peacefully outside Anabaptist places, peacefully. I don't interrupt their service. Are you Amish?
Yes.
Okay, so you guys meet in houses, right?
Yes.
So I'll go to like a Mennonite, conservative Mennonite church building. I don't go to nobody's house. We stand outside peacefully and wait for the service to come out to talk to the men in the Word of God. Isn't that what Paul did? Isn't that what Jesus did? Mm-hmm. Do you know what many of them do to me? Call the police on me. Standing peacefully and quiet with my covered wife, they call the police on me. This is the fruit of the Anabaptist faith. The leaders can't stand, and I can promise you, you've got elders, right? You tell them you met this guy and that you would like a phone call. I know you guys use phones. Or you can find somebody to send an email, personally invite me, and I'll come and sit down with you and your elders, and we'll open the scriptures. And here's the thing. I love you guys. If your elders and you love me, wouldn't you want to tell me and show me my error so that I should come and join you and do what's right? No elder will ever meet and open the scriptures. Why is that? You must be born again by the Spirit of God and follow the truth. Check out that gospel card. Thank you for listening. And I look forward to hearing from your elders.
Okay.
God be praised.